Welcome to Auntie Lee's Deadly, Auntie Lee's Delights.
Come in. This way.
Flower. I used the pollen and sprinkled a little bit in the air. And ta-da!
I've always wanted to try archery, so maybe, yeah. But I think a good old candlestick in the library would be the best. In this case, the wok in the kitchen.
I would choose a weapon that will deteriorate. Probably something like an ice pick. Once you, use it, it'll just melt. No evidence, no crime. The minute it leaves the fridge, no murder, no crime.
I'll probably hide it in the walls of the restaurant. The most dangerous place is always like the safest place.
I think the best place to hide a body will be in a cemetery or a mortuary. Okay, I don't want to sound heartless, but most of the other bodies there are already in that state.
Oh, in real life.
Real life, wow. Real life. The actor, not the character.
Erica.
Why?
She's very gangster.
She's very gangster. Okay. Yeah.
Nina. Erica.
I think it can be Erica also. Because she's ma'am this, ma'am that, slowly trying to just be behind the scene. You can't trust those kind of people.
So, did you do it?
Maybe if you slide the money over, then we'll talk.
How about now?
Maybe. Maybe I want more.
I'll say Alauddin. If you look at his build, you can only achieve a body like that if you are able to carry like two people.
I'm on the safe side. So, nothing to worry.
I would say Vanetta Lopez. It's kind of easy to read her, I think. I feel like she might just fall under pressure and just start shivering once you interrogate her. And she might just let out everything.
You'll have to wait till the finale to find out. I can't tell you.
See you at Auntie Lee's Deadly Delight.